There are more than 130 million smartphones in the U.S., but none of them say assembled in the USA. When Motorola debuts its Moto X this summer, it will be the first.
We believe in a philosophy of being close to the end consumption point of our consumers, and U.S. is a large market.
Mark Randall is a Motorola senior vice president. He says rival companies have shied away from manufacturing here in recent years because of high labor costs. Randall says those are dropping, and Motorola sees other advantages.
We factor in things like transportation, some other kind of value-added services that we're able to offer our consumers in the future.
Fort Worth might not seem like an obvious choice, but the city is logistics heaven. There's an industrial airport with a low tax rate, access to a large freight rail network, and
the facility we're actually moving into is a previous Nokia facility, and it's designed perfectly to be a cell phone manufacturing facility.
The area is also home to the so-called telecom corridor, where companies such as Verizon, Ericsson, and AT&T have offices. Fort Worth's mayor, Betsy Price, says Motorola will bring 2,000 jobs.
We are in an enviable position for most cities because we don't have a high unemployment rate. But that said, you always have people moving into the region and people looking to upgrade their jobs, and we think these Motorola jobs will be great for that.
The Moto X will have high-tech sensors that detect when it's in your pocket or when you're driving down the freeway. That's all the sneak peek we get for now. Whether the new features and Made in America slogan will ramp up sales for Motorola isn't clear, but it looks like a boost for American manufacturing. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.